USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The president announced an additional $800 million in security assistances to Ukraine after President Zelensky's virtual meeting with Congress. A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. We are USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.